AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The leaders of Denmark and Greenland are insisting that the U.S. won't take over Greenland and demanded respect for their territorial integrity. Their remarks came after President Trump announced yesterday that Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry would be the U.S. special envoy to Greenland. Denmark's foreign minister told Danish broadcasters that he plans to summon the U.S. ambassador. In Australia, police documents released today revealed that the suspects accused of killing 15 people at Sydney's Bondi Beach conducted firearms training in an area of New South Wales state outside of Sydney. Officers wounded Naveed Akram at the scene on December 14th and killed his father. The state government confirmed Naveed Akram was transferred today from a hospital to a prison. The documents also said the father and son recorded footage justifying the meticulously planned attack. Meanwhile, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said his government is looking into legislation to combat potential terrorist threats. In other news, Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche is defending the Justice Department's decision to release just a small fraction of the Jeffrey Epstein files. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Friday was a congressionally mandated deadline for the Justice Department to release the Jeffrey Epstein files, yet only a fraction have been released. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche tells NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday that it takes time to redact information that could identify Epstein's victims.
The reason why we are still reviewing documents and still continuing our process is simply that. To protect victims. So the same individuals that are out there complaining about the lack of documents that were produced on Friday are the same individuals who apparently don't want us to protect victims.
Donna Warder, Washington.
This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolball. Trevor Lawrence passed for three touchdowns and rushed for another as the 11-4 Jaguars won their sixth straight game and snapped the Broncos' 11-game win streak 34-20. Drake May's first career 300-yard passing game helped the 12-3 Patriots clinch a playoff berth with a 28-24 win over the Ravens, who lost two-time MVP quarterback Lamar Jackson with a back injury in the second quarter. Oregon, Ole Miss, and Miami prevailed Saturday after Alabama topped Oklahoma on Friday in the first round of the college football playoff. The Bulls beat the Hawks 152-150 in the highest-scoring NBA game of the season. NHL's Sidney Crosby broke the Penguins' scoring record previously held by Mario Lemieux. And MLB, the White Sox signed Japanese slugger Munetaka Murakami. Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.